You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
What do we got now? We got a problem. This one came to us through a Facebook message from Rob. Hi, Dom and Jeremy. I've never called your show or written to you, but I'd like to know your opinion on the situation with my wife. All right, Rob, I'll give you an opinion. Your wife's a great kisser.
How's that? Snap.
Kidding. He says, we've been married 11 years, and I admit that things got a little too routine. The spark definitely left the marriage. 4 months ago, we separated. And she's living in an apartment near her work while I'm in the house. We don't have kids, but we do have two dogs that I look after. We've talked a few times about trying to work things out, and we haven't filed for divorce yet. But this past weekend, she told me that she would be interested in us dating again. Not moving back in together, but just going on an occasional date. Rob says, I think this is crazy and kind of dumb. We're married. If I'm going to date, it'll be other women.
Whoa, Rob.
But she says this could be a way to get us back into the way we were when we first got together. He says, just wondering if you've heard of this before and if your listeners think this is a good idea. I told her I would think about it. Thanks, Rob.
That's cute. I mean, on the surface, that's cute. That's really cute.
That's the word you use?
It's cute. It's cute. I'm dating my wife again. It's cute. There's a cute factor to it. I've never heard of anyone doing this before, personally, and I'm kind of on Rob's side. It seems a little weird to me.
I have heard of it many times, and I'm on his wife's side.
Like, the whole thing with dating is, like, you're going out with a stranger, and you're learning about them. The whole experience is like an interview. You're learning. You're finding things that you have in common. You're connected. You get butterflies when you're dating. You know, it's all about the butterflies and the anticipation. And I feel like there wouldn't be butterflies with this. You would just be on pins and needles the whole time, wondering if a fight's going to break out. Like, if you're going to start arguing about something.
So I have not done this, with a spouse, but I will tell you that somebody that I dated for quite a while, and then we split, and then we went out again, and I had butterflies like it was the first time again.
Yeah, but that's but you weren't married, right?
No, but we had dated for quite
a while.
It's
different when you've been married for years, and you're with the person every day, every night.
I understand.
It's different.
But, you know, maybe all of this is proving her point, you know, that it's like day in, day out. He takes it for granted. He, you know, there are
sure,
no
I can
butterflies
see the rekindling of the spark somehow.
Sure.
You know?
And he said at the very opening of his letter, he says, I admit that things got a little too routine.
Right, sure.
And I think what his wife is saying is, I don't want just a get up in the morning, go to work, come back. You know, we make a meal, we sit and watch TV, we go to bed, we get up the next morning, go to work. I think what she's saying
is life.
We're showing that it doesn't have to be that way.
Yeah.
Especially since they don't have kids.
Sure, they should be out doing all sorts of things and having fun.
Now, I can see you and Nicole maybe having a difficult time doing this, and I can see why your life might fall more into a routine because you're having to deal with a 10-year-old and a 6-year-old. But for a couple that's been together 11 years and they've got two dogs,
right?
They shouldn't let it get that stale.
Yeah, I agree. Especially, you know, if they're a couple of dinks, dual income, no kids, right? They should be out there traveling and having fun. And, you know, the list goes on and on and on. But I just see the date leading to them sitting across from each other, not having a lot to talk about. And he orders the chicken Alfredo, and she starts getting on him about his cholesterol levels.
But you know
and
what?
I think that's what the date's going to turn into.
I don't think the date should be going to dinner. You've had plenty of dinners in 11 years of marriage.
You want a romantic dinner?
The date should be something else, because that's part of the problem. Is they every, you know, it's the same damn thing for 11 years.
Well, don't pick Applebee's, you know, go somewhere nice.
Dates don't have to be dinner.
Well,
they
go horseback riding during the day and then have a nice dinner at Del Frisco's at night.
Here's our phone number, 303-691-1MIX, 691 1649. Can we take one call before we go to
break?
I would
love to, man. Let's do it.
Let's do that. Let's prime the pump here. Rachel's chomping at the bit to get through. She wants to talk about this. Hi, Rachel. Welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning, boys.
Hey, Rachel.
So what do you think about Rob's note? Jeremy thinks it's crazy. I think it's great.
Okay, so my husband and I separated 2 years ago, and we started doing this during COVID. We started dating each other. We have a five-year-old, and we would get Peruvian food and then watch like a virtual tour of Machu Picchu, and we had to come up with dates that were at the house, even though I was living in a different apartment. So we did this. And we just bought a house together and moved back in 3 months ago.
Hey, so you have success. That's good.
Yeah.
I think maybe what you're saying is it kind of drove home the point that you did have a lot in common. You were meant to be together, but you had let that spark just fizzle, hadn't you?
Oh, absolutely.
So what are you going to be doing from here on out so this doesn't happen again?
Good question.
So we have planned dates every other week. So we, like, every other Wednesday is our date night.
Yeah,
and we get a babysitter, or we do virtual dance lessons sometimes.
That's great.
Well, that is fun.
I want to do that. I've said for a few months I want to learn how to line dance. So maybe that can be a little date night for me and Nick Nack.
You know, Rachel, I am glad you called, and I'm really glad to hear that you guys have worked things out. Congratulations to you.
Well done.
Thank you.
Here's Gina. Gina, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Good morning, you guys.
Hey, you.
So what do you think about Rob's issue?
I think I'm on the wife's side. This is her last ditch to ask him for some effort. It sounds like they've made some decisions already, and she just really wants to see if this is going to last, if they're going to stay married or get a divorce.
Really, what's he got to lose, you know?
Yeah,
they've
put
been
it
apart
this
for
way.
4 months. Things change. People grow. Why not?
Yeah.
If you take a step back and you look at this letter, and I don't know Rob and I don't know his wife, but just based on what he's saying, the only person who's really making an effort here seems to be the wife. At least she's throwing out a suggestion to try to make things
better. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
Right?
She's trying something.
Yeah. And look at where did Rob say?
Rob's got his arms crossed saying, I don't know. I want to date other people.
He goes, if I'm going to date,
it'll be.
It sounds
like a man's not listening to
me. He says, if I'm going to date, it'll be other women.
He is kind of digging his heels. I mean, why not? Really, what do you have to lose?
He sounds like
really?
A caveman to me.
He does.
Gina, I'm glad you called. Have a fun day, okay?
Bye, Gina.
Bye-bye. Bye.
And I say that with Rob listening right now. Rob, love you, buddy. Be a little more flexible. Here's Christina. Christina, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
So, your 2 cents.
My 2 cents, I think it's a great idea to start dating again. When you spend that much time with somebody and you get stuck in a routine, you forget to even consider, like, anybody's personal feelings or experiences or how they've grown and to conversate about any of that. But when you try dating someone, you're trying to learn those points about someone. I think going out and, you know, starting to do dates and, like he mentioned, maybe not just dinner dates, but fun stuff. You might learn a lot of stuff about your partner that you didn't realize and ways they've grown and things they're thinking that you never saw because you were so stuck in that routine.
What happened to us? Those conversations.
Well, you know, and it's like I said a few minutes ago, Jeremy and Nicole have got kids, and so I can see how it becomes a little bit more routine.
But it's not. It's the total opposite when you have kids because you're all over the place. I mean, you're doing different things. Like, our schedule is so full that we don't see each other. So when we see each other, that's the best part.
Okay, but that's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about your romantic relationship. I'm just talking about your life in general. You've got to take into account two other human beings. Rob and his wife don't have that excuse. They've got a couple of dogs. I mean, it shouldn't
be. Whether
you
have kids or not, there's stuff in your life for everybody that pulls you whatever direction.
Well, that's
you
true.
Can be
sure,
just as
sure.
busy without kids as you are with kids.
Sure.
Hey, Dom and I are both fans of date nights, man. Just to, you know, get back. And we used to have our wine and cheese nights every Friday. We would head to the basement,
well,
pick out
Jerry,
a show. No. Yeah, not Dom and I, but Nicole and I. We'd, you know, pick out a show and have our wine and cheese every Friday. And then we'd make out like crazy, Christina. That is like a lot.
Let me tell you this, perhaps, because I've been thinking about this a little bit. You know, is it possible, Jeremy and Christina and Rob, that the problem is in the vernacular here? Maybe it's because she used the word dating. Maybe because of that word, he has got this impression in his mind that it's...
It sounds very structured or something, or like, well, it wasn't need to be like, hey, we should hang out.
I wasn't even thinking that. It's just that it's like when you're, it seems like when you're married, people think that dating is one world, marriage is another world. And so because she used the word dating, it flies in the face of his notion of the fact that, hey, we're a married couple. So maybe they need a different word that kind of implies the same thing.
Reconnecting.
That's a good one. I mean, at least you understand what I'm saying there.
Sure.
Dating implies that we do not have necessarily an intimate relationship. And so it's probably rubbing him.
He's stuck in the idea. He already knows everything there is to know about her.
I have a feeling that Rob...
He's just offended at the idea that he should relearn her because he thinks he knows it all.
I don't think Rob is in this at all, honestly. I think he's just checked out and done. Especially with the line about dating other people. Well, like, I think he's rubbing his hands together. I think he's ready to move on, unfortunately. But I don't know. Just a vibe. It's just an email, but I get a feeling.
I can't disagree with you on
that.
I
got a feeling, like Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, and maybe we're reading it wrong. Again, it's just a letter from Rob. Christina, thank you for the call, by the way. We appreciate your
time. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, you know, it's just how much can you read into what somebody has written, but I feel like he's...
He's done.
I feel like he does have his arms crossed.
Yeah.
And when I imagine Rob, his arms are crossed. Like, yeah. I ain't going to date my wife.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure I'm pissing him off by saying this right now. Sorry, buddy.
It'll be fine.
You know, you wrote to us and you asked for our opinion. That's the thing. And my opinion is you seem to be entrenched in this old school type of idea of marriage.
I say he goes for it, you know, even though I said this was kind of silly. I think he should go for it. Give it one last shot. You never know what'll happen.
I think he should woo her.
And, you know, yeah, woo her. Have some fun. Have a little bit of fun with your wife. And then if it still doesn't feel right, then move on with your life, man.
Here's one way for you to look at it,
Take the dogs and run.